leading the news this morning, the United Nations is ramping up the pressure on North Korea. The Security Council has overnight approved tough new sanctions against the rogue nation in retaliation for last month's nuclear test. Australia's Foreign Minister Bob Carr has told us China's backing for the sanctions sends an important message to North Korea. A senior army officer is accusing the Defence Force of being far too slow to address cases of abuse. Lieutenant Colonel Paul Morgan is himself a victim of abuse. He's accusing his superiors of neglecting abuse victims, covering up abuse cases and ignoring his own complaints. Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been sentenced to a year in jail. He's been found guilty of leaking an illegal wiretap to a newspaper to discredit a political rival. But it's unlikely he'll end up behind bars because of his age. Thousands of people have been queuing to view the coffin of Venezuela's late president Hugo Chavez. He's lying in state at a military academy in the capital Caracas until a state funeral tomorrow. The presidents of Argentina, Bolivia and Uruguay were among the first to pay their respects. And two men are in hospital after a hit and run in Melbourne's north. Police believe the men were struck by a black Holden sedan in Heidelberg West at around 10 last night. Now, one of the men is in a critical condition after he was dragged 40 metres along the road.